A bid to legalise some sales of African ivory has failed. Delegates in South Africa rejected the proposal. Our environment correspondent is at the meeting in Johannesburg, and I asked him who had put forward the idea and why.
Yeah, it is a rather complicated story. It dates back to 2007 and a compromise between African countries that on the one hand wanted to sell their stocks of ivory and other African countries who wanted extra protection for elephants. And basically, one part of the compromise was that there'd be no sales allowed for 9 years until 2017. But in the meantime, they set up what was called a decision-making mechanism, and that would essentially investigate how to go about selling it on the international market. Essentially, nothing happened for a number of years. Yesterday, South Africa raised the idea again, and the conference here voted by about 80% to reject it. So that particular attempt to resell ivory has stopped and is ended.
Yeah, and what's been the reaction to that decision?
Well, you can imagine that the African Elephant Coalition, that's a coalition of about 29 countries that are looking for extra protection for elephants, they were pretty delighted about this. So I asked Dr. Patrick on Kenya for his reaction.
We were very concerned about this process because it is sending wrong signals to the organized criminals. And we have been opposed to it, and we are happy the conference of parties have ended this process. Very, very significant step towards saving the African elephant.
Dr. Patrick, so saving the African elephant, is that it? Is that the end of the line for those who want to sell ivory legitimately?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so by a long way. I think this was, you know, a process that had come to the end of the road. It's nothing like that at all. That the countries that are keen on this, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia, they still have a number of shots in their locker, if you like, at this particular conference when they will try to get extra permission to sell that ivory. So it's not over by a long way. It's removed something that was there for a long time, but it's certainly not the end of the argument over the sales of ivory.
The British Secret Service agency MI5 has released files which throw new light on the activities of one of its most effective double agents in the Second World War. The Spaniard Juan Pujol had the unique distinction of being awarded an Iron Cross by the Germans and an MBE by his real masters, the British. His reports are said to have been eagerly read by Hitler.